Morning, Lim Walker.
Is Tony in by chance?
No, he's out in the field.
He's out in the field. Do you know if he's going to be getting back in today, or is he out for a while?
He'll probably be in towards the end of the day. They got an all-day job.
I gotcha. You might be able to help me out then. I'm trying to follow up with some financing the business did with U.S. Bancorp. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager that's available there?
Yeah, I'm the office manager.
Okay, my name is Tyler. I'm actually calling with Cardiff. We had extended a finance offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. You guys had been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I was just trying to see if Tony had received it yet and kind of what plans the business may have going forward.
Well, I'd like to know where you sent it because this is the first I've heard of it.
I see. It was sent direct mail to P.O. Box 970. Is that still the billing address there?
It is. So the thing is we've been, when we used outside resources for our product lines, any new equipment and all that, we have actually been bought out by our bank as far as they bought all the contracts and gave us a lower interest rate. So ever since then, we've started just going with our local banking here.
I see. What was it?
For all of our equipment.
For your equipment? I see.
Yeah, so we've just, basically, we've just purchased all new equipment here in 2016, and we're done for a couple of years.
Oh, wow. You guys made some serious moves this year.
Yep.
I see. I mean, as far as, capital goes there for the business, like operations and stuff, do you guys ever get put on, like, net 30s or net 60s there with the contracts you have, or is it all pretty straightforward?
Pretty straightforward.
I gotcha. Yeah, the offer was for equipment, but as well as working capital. It's just a unsecured cash loan. You can pretty much...
Yeah, we've got a $100,000 credit limit at the bank as well. So if we need any money, we just float it over from our line of credit into our checking.
I see. It sounds like you guys got a good situation there. We're definitely not trying to step on any toes. We're kind of a secondary source.
There was a while there where we tried to outsource. We wanted some equipment. We decided to go with outside lendings, and our bank said, hey, we want all that business. If you want to do business with us, release all those contracts to us. So we did.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah. If anything does come up, you know, if they're not maybe able to allocate additional capital that you might need, or if there is some equipment there that you don't think you're getting maybe the best rate on, it's definitely something we can maybe look at for you guys there. Is there maybe a good email there for you or Tony? That way you guys have my information on file if anything does come up.
Tony has his, but he doesn't let me give it out.
That's
so if
fine.
If you just send it directly through the mail, we should get it.
Okay, yeah, just keep your eyes peeled for that. Do you mind maybe just jotting down my information here just so you have my my direct line number?
Sure,
If you guys want to reach out, just let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
It's 858-252-1496. Again, my name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
And do you have an extension, or this just goes right to whoever?
Yeah, that goes right to me. That's my direct line, so.
Okay, I will give this to him.
I appreciate it. What did you say your name was again? Sorry.
Todd.
I appreciate it, Todd. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.